Hallelujah. I rest my case. I rest my case at Calvary. It's a joy to come to you today and share the wonderful truths of this Holy Bible. This is a book you can depend upon, my friends. This is a book you can defend. Oh, excuse me for that little mistake at the beginning. I'll make them some time. That's just to keep you aware that I'm very human. You already knew that. Well, our telecast today is really a special one. It really is. We're going to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. We're going to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Now, you just can't get anything better than what you find in Revelation 21 and 22. And we're going to deal with the bride, Jesus Christ's church, the church of Jesus Christ, the bride, and New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem. This is Sunday before Christmas. Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas, I said, and I mean that big time. I really love the Christmas season. I'm an old-fashioned country boy, and I love the Christmas season. Now, the book of Revelation 21 is a picture of the future of the church and the bride of Jesus Christ in particular. The bride of Jesus Christ in particular. And there's several questions I'm going to suggest to you today and invite you to ask me any of them and any other question if you desire that deals with Revelation chapter 21. I just dealt with Revelation 7 and I dealt with Revelation 5 the last two Sundays. And I'm probably going to stay on some of these different chapters for a few weeks and hopefully get you excited about studying the book of Revelation. Really, there's not a book you ought to enjoy more than you ought to enjoy the book of Revelation. It really is beautiful. It's breathtaking. It is breathtaking, and I love it. I spend considerable time in the book of Revelation and enjoy every bit of it because it feeds my soul. It does things for me that helps me in the walk of Christ and the walk of the kingdom. I want you to be in the book of Revelation. Let me read you something. This is kind of to start the discussion, okay? Revelation 21, verse 9. And there came unto me, this is John talking, one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, listen now, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now this is the bride, the Lamb's wife. The bride is out of the church. It's not the whole church. Many say people in the church will not be part of the bride. That'll be a good question for you to ask. And I'll show you very clearly the truth of that particular thought. So listen carefully, okay? Listen carefully. Come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. John saw it descending out of heaven from God. It wasn't happening then. That's future, of course. John was seeing what is going to happen. John was seeing a prophetic vision of the future. And this book of Revelation is many of those kind of visions that John saw. They're very clear. There's no reason to doubt a one of them because they will occur. That's why God showed them to him in visions, was because he wanted them to be so real to him. And then he wanted him to make them real to us. And boy, are they real to me. Having the glory. Now, this is the city. Having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Had a great wall and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written upon, the names written down, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now you've got it. Listen carefully. 12 gates. And the name on those gates is the name of the 12 tribes of Israel. And then, listen, on the east gate, on the north gate, on the south gate, and on the west gate, three gates, and the walls of the city had 12 foundations. Now listen to this. And in them, the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So you had the 12 tribes of Israel, that's the Old Testament saints. You had the 12 apostles of the New Testament church. That's the New Testament saints. And that's where you get the number 24 that you see in Revelation chapter 4 and 5. And at different places through the book of Revelation, representing the saints of both testaments, old and new. Oh, I believe that Abraham will be one of those in the beautiful city of New Jerusalem. I believe King David will be one. I believe Jeremiah will be one. And you can on and on and name the Old Testament patriarchs and the great prophets, the great men that gave all they had for Christ, for the kingdom, for the things of God, the coming Messiah. And then you go to the New Testament, you got the same. You got Apostle Peter and James and John and Apostle Paul and right on through the New Testament. So those 12 gates and then 12 foundations are the 24 representing, of course, the multitudes. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the walls thereof. Now listen, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Now, 12,000 furlongs is 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles, square both ways and tall. Now, that's a city. That's a city, brother. That's the marvelous city that he calls here the bride of the Lamb. Now, why did he call the city the bride? Because it's the dwelling place of the bride. It's where we, the bride, and anybody out there who becomes part of that bride, that's the highest reward a saint of God can have, is to be chosen to be part of the bride. Oh, what a picture. Now, this is so beautiful, and on we can read. I'll take you a little further later and read some more of this great chapter. But here's the questions I want you to consider. Now, listen carefully. I want you to consider these questions. I don't want to say them too fast because I want you to think about them. And I want you to help me by asking them. And let's talk about them. Number one, do you take Revelation 21 literal? Do you take Revelation 21 literal? I do with all my heart. I take the whole Bible literal. You certainly can't treat Revelation different from the rest of the Bible. Can you or do you take Revelation 21 literal? Can you understand that the bride of Jesus Christ is a company from out of the saved of the earth? The bride of Christ is a great company of the highest honor, of the greatest devotion, of the most explicit sacrifices of the bride of Christ out from among the great saved of the earth, okay? So the bride is a company out from among the saved. Not just the saved, and not all of the saved, but out, well, yes, just the saved, but out from the company of the saved. Now, why is the bride different from the saved of the earth? Well, that's a good question. I hope you'll ask it. The reward of brideship is the highest honor. I don't ever want you to forget that. Of all the rewards that a saint of God may get because of our dedication to Christ, our love for this Bible, our devotion to the kingdom, the highest reward is that of the brideship. Hudson Taylor used to really say that with some strong words. He said, if being part of the bride is not the highest honor, and not reserved for the highest company, then what is the idea of rewards all about anyway? Everybody will receive a reward according to their labors and their devotion. Let me say something. You won't misunderstand me. You're not saved by your dedication. You're not saved by your good works. You're saved by faith in the blood. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. You're saved by faith in the blood, by a surrender to that saving blood of Jesus Christ. But your reward will not be given to you by grace. Your reward will be given to you by labor. Saved by grace, rewarded by labor. Is that simple enough? Saved by grace, but rewarded by your labor, by your devotion. Very, very important. The reward of the brideship is the highest honor. Every person will be rewarded according to their labor and their dedication. You need to think about that. The church world used to preach that all the time. When I got saved 63 years ago, I heard all of this. I heard it regularly. I mean, the church was on fire. The church was full of godly people. The church walked with God. They were more dedicated to the church than anything in their life. Their jobs were subservient to the church. Their families were together as a family serving in the church. Oh, they didn't put the church above the family, but they didn't put the family above the church either. They were on equal par. And you serve the Lord together as a family in the church. Every person with their name in the book of life will either be in this new Jerusalem or in the new heaven and the new earth. Just two companies. Yes, two companies. Now, all of both companies will be rewarded according to their labor, their positions, their great place of honor to serve with Him for eternity will be decided by your labor and your devotion. Now, His bride is the greatest reward available. I've got to be part of the bride. I have dedicated myself all the way back to when I was saved at 16. As I began to develop and lived in this Bible, married my sweetheart Juanita. By the way, this is our 61st celebration of Christmas together. I'm going to have a beautiful, beautiful post on Facebook this week of the celebration, the 61st celebration of my Juanita and myself for Christmas time. By the way, we were basically engaged on Christmas Day in 1954. 1954. Boy, does that seem like a long time ago. But it really isn't. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. This Bible is breathtaking. Now, let's open up the lines. I want questions and I want your input and I want us to enjoy this time together. Let me give you the numbers to call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local 704. 391-0588. Anybody within, say, 30, 40 miles of Charlotte, I hope you'll use that number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, we will need to get you I'll say it in a minute, on the emails. You can email me. I'd love to take your emails. That is always important to me to get a lot of emails. And let me open her up so that I know when you email me. Let's have your questions. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. And then email. Remember that. Email. Very, very important to me is that you get a hold of me by either phone or email. I want to answer your question. I know this is Christmas Saturday before Christmas, the weekend that leads up to Christmas. Busy. Many of you out shopping, maybe. Maybe you're listening to me by radio. Maybe you're listening to me on your little cell. You do know you can hear me live on these smartphones, don't you? Anywhere you are, you can go right to the web and hear me. You can send the question with your email on your phone. Now, I don't do that. That's too little for me to try to type in questions. I do send some texts occasionally. But, you know, I want your questions. I want to get involved. This subject is breathtaking. What will your reward be? Listen to me now. What kind of reward are you expecting when you come to the end of this journey? Are you so faithful to Him that you can have the highest reward? Are you so dedicated to Him that you can have the highest reward? I'm telling you, friend, I don't want any of you to be shortchanged on that blessed day. I don't want any of you to be shortchanged. I want you to have the best reward that's possible, but you must decide. Now, I want to give you something to read, something very important, something wonderful. It'll go out probably Monday or Tuesday, so you'll have it for Christmas. And the name of it is The Church, His Bride in New Jerusalem. The Church, His Bride in New Jerusalem. This is good material. It'll be a booklet. It'll have these questions that I have already asked you. It'll have them there for you to think about, talk about, and maybe to ask your pastor about. I'll bring up in a discussion on Wednesday night Bible study or Sunday school class, or maybe your pastor has a discussion sometimes on Sunday evening. I'm not sure. But get in this Bible and learn every little detail of it, and fill your mind with it, and take the Bible literal. Will you do that? Will you start taking the Bible literal? Now, I'm going to preach a sermon tomorrow that I really want to tell you about. It's very, very important. The hatred of Jesus Christ. The hatred. Have you noticed? Have you understood? Are you seeing enough of the news, especially the conservative news, to know that there's a hatred building for Jesus Christ greater than has ever been known in human history? A hatred. There was a school play in Kentucky this week, a Charlie Brown school play, and they made them take the Bible verses out of it, which, of course, destroyed the story. Destroyed the story. WBT, Keith Larson, talked about that this week, early in the week, and gave a good detail and took a good stand, and I was grateful for that. You know, I want to tell you something, friend. This nation is being led by liberals of the highest order, and they are literally insane. Many of them are in the Republican Party also. Do you hear me? They're not just Democrats. I know the Democrats kind of led the way, and they're so anti-God now till it's overwhelming. Overwhelming. Oh, they don't mind God as long as you can eliminate Jesus Christ. Well, I'm preaching that in the morning, and I'm here to tell you, you really need to hear it. I'm going to talk about why some hate him. I'm going to talk about why some procrastinate him. I'm going to talk about how some try to connect him with others like Islam. Can you imagine Chrislam? That's the crowd that's trying to Islam and Christianity into the same folder. That is. I'm telling you, blasphemy of the worst degree. Blasphemy of the worst degree. And then some are simply ignoring him. But there are some who have made him King, Lord, Savior, Christ. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you ignore Christ, you're going to be guilty of the same thing as those that hate him. And you're going to wind up at the same place of those that hate him. If you procrastinate him and never come to him, you're going to wind up at the same place as those that reject him or hate him. There is a hatred for the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the Islam religion is built. One of their mantras is God has no son. God has no son. Well, I'm going to tell you, when you remove the son from the father, you remove the way of salvation from all of us. You consign us all to a devil's hell, to a lake of fire. Oh, no, there's a Savior. His name is Jesus. There is a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Now, let's hear from you. The lines are open. You can get this booklet. I want you to have it. The name of the booklet. Now, remember, the church, his bride, and New Jerusalem. The church, his bride, and New Jerusalem. And you'll have all of this that we're talking about to discuss and to read about and to get in your Bible and learn about. Learn to take the book of Revelation literal. Will you do that? Learn to take the whole book of Revelation literal. There are some symbolisms, but the Bible interprets all of those symbolisms. If you'll study, the Bible is a very, very wonderful, easy book for you to learn and know. Now, the lines are open. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Quickly. 704-391-0588. And then the toll-free anywhere in America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. Well, why would I forget my number? I know what I'll do. I don't forget it usually, but sometimes, you know, I'm just one of those humans. And so 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now grab your phone. Want to talk to you. Want to hear from you. What is your question? Let me see if I have any here on the phone. See where I'm at. I want to hear from you. I really do. You are important to me. You are very important to me. And we will do our best to answer your questions. Want to hear them? Grab your phone. Let's hear from you. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. And then, of course, email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. The book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. The Apocrypha. The Apocrypha. It's full of apocalyptic truths, prophetic truths. It is one overwhelming book, I'm here to tell you. And it's literal. God gave it to us to finish the whole of the Bible. It is the final word of God to his church. And he said, send it to my churches. That's what he said in the beginning of the book. I mean, anybody doubts that, I don't know. I don't know how to deal with it. I really don't. All I know is you just take the book literal and you believe it. The lines are open, waiting for your call, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, there's so much here to enjoy today. There really is so much to enjoy. The Bible is such a breathtaking book, and there's no end to the study of it. I mean, I've been studying it now nearly 64 years, and I'm still crazy about studying the Bible. You get in the Bible and start studying, and you just don't want to quit. Why? Why is the bride different? Because their dedication. I mean, this bride is those in the church that have given their all on the altar for Christ. Those who have become his servants to the ultimate. I mean, they have put everything they have on the line. They count for Christ. They'd rather he have their monies than anybody else. They just cared about the things of God completely and utterly with all that they had because they wanted the world to know what they feel about Christ and their love for him and their devotion to him. It is indeed a beautiful picture. Now, let's hear from you. Let's hear from you. Wonderful things to talk about, and I want you in the middle of them, and you always do get in the middle of them and help me, and I'm waiting right now on your call. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org, and I'm waiting on your questions. I want to answer them. I want to help you understand. Now, while you're calling, let me take you in this same chapter. This is chapter 21. Let me take you over to verses 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And, listen, the nations of them which are saved, the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Now I want you to listen. Here is a new heaven and a new earth. A new heaven and a new earth. I mean, you're talking about broad, you're talking about big, you're talking about great. You're talking about this earth and heaven blended together and turned completely redeemed from all corruption, everything the devil's ever done to destroy, every darkness, every evil, every wickedness, every sin, every sickness, everything gone. I mean, all things will be new, the Bible says. A new heaven and a new earth. And in the middle of that new heaven, new earth, is New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem. Now, these cities are all inhabited by saved people. The whole earth is inhabited by saved people. Nobody on the earth but the saved. Nobody on the earth but kings and priests and the great company of the people of God and all the Jewish people. The great land of Israel will be more beautiful than ever and will be completely fulfilling all the promises to Abraham, every bit of them. You ought to study the extent of Jerusalem during the millennial and then right on into the new heaven and to the new earth. Everybody on the earth will be saved, but only the bride will inherit the city of New Jerusalem, only the bride. See, you got saved all over the earth, but you got the bride in the city of Jerusalem, and you've got, listen, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of the city. The city becomes the light of the world. The whole world is lightened by the city. The great temple of God will be joined together with this great city of New Jerusalem. And the saints, the chosen saints of the bride will fill that city. I mean, from top to bottom, 1,500 miles, 12 levels, 1,500 miles square, each level. You're talking about a room for multiplicity of mansions and great places for the bride of Christ to dwell and inhabit. And then you got the nations of the earth around it who are welcomed to visit it. Can you imagine that if you'll be totally his and you'll earn the reward of brideship, that your mansion will become a place where people you know, people who have known you, people you have loved, people you've cared for, maybe children that loved Christ and served Christ, lived for Christ, were born again, but never earned the right of brideship. And you can welcome them to your mansion. And they can come visit with you and enjoy the beauty of the city with you. And then, of course, return to their homes and their mansions and their great estates in different parts of this whole universe. Because it will be a new heaven and a new earth. And all of these nations on the new heaven and new earth will bring their glory to Jerusalem. New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem will be the center of heavenly glory. It will be a center of all the majesty of God. The Father himself, the Savior himself, the Holy Spirit himself will be right there that we can worship day and night. Can you imagine the kind of glory that's going to go on and on and on and on in that great city? Now, you can and must be part of that city. And if you're saved, you'll be part of it one way or the other. You'll either live in the light of it and visit it, or you'll be part of the bride and live in it. And that's your choice, your dedication, your dedication. Hudson Taylor was one of the great ones that really taught this. And of course, I've heard it, the great writer of the book Apocalypse, which was Joseph Seiss. He was a Lutheran 100+ years ago. And he said the very same things I'm saying. In fact, all of the great literalists who take the book of Revelation literal have to say the same thing I'm saying, because there's no other way to take it literal. If it's literal, it's literal. If it's not literal, it's not literal. If you have a right to interpret it and deny things that are so beautifully revealed, then, you know, I wouldn't suggest that to you, because I think it's dangerous, but I'll leave that with you and God. But I'm here to tell you, this book is a great little book, and it's well worth your time and your attention. Now, I want to give you the booklet, very important, very quickly. Will you call the church, his bride, and New Jerusalem? If you don't do anything, learn about New Jerusalem. Learn about New Jerusalem and all the beauty of it, all the majesty of it. It will be worth you having a copy of that booklet, okay? Very, very important. Now, let me ask again, do you take the book of Revelation literal? Do you take the book of Revelation literal? Do you believe this book is literal and that you can take it and read it literal? And quit letting somebody interpret for you and tell you, no, it don't mean that. If it means what it says. Is that simple enough? It means what it says. It would turn the church upside down if the church world, that really, those that are really saved, would get a hold of the truth of this 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. It would turn the church world upside down. People who are lazy about the things of God would suddenly understand that they're going to be rewarded by their labor. They're not going to be rewarded by grace. They're going to be rewarded by labor. They were saved by grace, but you're rewarded according to your works, according to your devotion. The reason, I mean, I don't just serve the Lord with all devotion because of my future reward. I'm just in love with him. I am so in love with my Savior. I can't wait to preach that sermon in the morning while the world is treating Jesus like they do the hatred of Jesus Christ. I can hardly wait. It's going to be exciting. I want you to know that Jesus is indeed the answer. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org. Don't have any email questions yet. Where are all my friends by the computer? You watch it on computer, ask a question on the computer with your email. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Somebody's there waiting. I'm waiting for you, sir, friend. Wait a minute. That's my fault. I'm sorry for that. You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? All right, I get nobody here. I'm sorry for that. Let me go back and try again. They are gone. Now call back, please. I want to help you. That was my fault to start with, okay? That was my fault to start with. I don't know why sometimes things just act up here, but I guess that's human part of it. Want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want your question. I will enjoy answering it. I will do my best to give you a biblical answer and to help you dig into this Bible and become more in this Bible than you've ever been in your life. I want questions from all of you throughout the audience, wherever you're listening. I want you to get in the Bible. I want you to take it literal. How many of you will tell me, I'm going to take Revelation 21 literal? How many can call just to say, I'd like to hear from some people who would tell me you will take Revelation 21 literal. And you'll start reading it and just learning what it says and then accepting it as the literal Word of God. The literal Word of God. You will be glad you did in that day, because I'm telling you, that's exactly what the pattern that God is going to go by is what's in this book. That's how this book is going to be interpreted according to its literalness. Okay? Now, I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. Waiting for some questions by either email or the phones. I know it's the Saturday before Christmas. Don't you love the Christmas week? I really do. Hey, we have Christmas Day service. We have Christmas Day service. I love that. We have Christmas Day service on Christmas Day. That's Friday the 24th at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have Christmas service. We'll be here about an hour, and you'll have a chance to maybe testify. We'll sing, and you'll hear the Word of God, and we'll really honor Jesus Christ on the day that we've set aside to honor his birthday. You say, I don't believe he was born on that day. You know, neither of us know what day he was born. That's not even important. I'm here to tell you what's important. He was born. Hallelujah. He came into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And I'm looking to hear from you. I'm waiting to hear from you. 704-391-0588. Hurry up now. Grab a phone. Send an email quickly, jrc@paulcreekpaw.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm waiting to hear from you. I want to answer your question. I want to get involved in this book with you. I want you to get deep in this holy truth. Every person out there who's been saved will receive a reward for whatever your labors are. Now, the Bible does speak of a group of people in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 3, who lose their reward. They are saved by grace, but they lose their reward. Let me take you there a minute and get you to understand. This is so very important. First, you on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I'm on line one. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I don't know why we are losing calls today. Line one is no one there. Please help me, ladies. Sometimes these phones have really been giving us a fit. And I don't know what to say, except you have to hang them up quickly. Line one, somebody help me with it. I would love to take you. You on line one. May I help you, please? You are line one. May I help you, please? Well, they're gone. Okay. Grab a phone, line two. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. You was talking a while ago, and really, if you look back, Jesus has always been hated by the leaders of whatever age he was in. Herod hated him, wanted to kill him. The Pharisees hated him and wanted to kill him then. And now the leaders now are not wanting you to even mention his name at Christmas.
Do you not think, though, that especially, let's just say America, there's never been this hatred for Jesus in America. Am I right?
That's right.
I mean, America, and we live in the day that in a schoolhouse you cannot mention his name. You can't pray in his name. There's no legal body that I know of, and certainly connected with my city, that would let you come and pray in the name of Jesus. Now, you can pray to Allah. You can pray any way you want to pray as long as you don't say in the name of Jesus. That boggles my mind. I mean, how did America come to that? It has to be liberalism. It has to be a dark period of human history.
I believe if Jesus was come to this earth now as an evangelist, they would kill him if possible.
Oh, he would be stoned. In many parts of the world, he wouldn't last a day. He certainly wouldn't be treated as he should be treated in America.
He's only being loved by the minority, not the majority.
Well, that's true, and that minority is the smallest I think it's ever been. I think you would agree with that. The minority of those who really love Jesus. But let me tell you something that scares me, my friend. It scares me to think of how many people that simply procrastinate him today. They know he's real. They know he's the Savior, but they don't take time for him. They don't take time to serve him. They're not saved. They're not born again. And they're given over to their own life. How about that crowd? And how about those who are so busy with pleasure and everything else that they claim him, but they show no sign of truly loving him?
We have a majority that are religious.
That's right. They're religious, but they're not committed. And see, they're not going to be, even if they're saved in their particular life, they're not going to be part of the bride because they're not devoted to him. They don't give themselves unreservedly in the labor for him. If you are the kind of Christian that would be part of that bride, everything you are belongs to Christ. He's the center of your life. He's the Lord of all.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Like I said, he said, you know, you'd be hated by all men. Not only if they hated me, they're going to hate you.
Now, just before I go to the next call, let me ask you this. Do you understand that many saved people will live in the nations of the earth but will not be part of the bride?
Well, that's pretty deep, and we can probably get a big discussion on that.
Well, much of the world's never heard it.
Yes, sir.
But read Revelation 21 for me when you hang up. Or no, when I get through with the program, will you? Read 21, Revelation 21, word for word, every word of it, and see what it says to you. Thank you, friend. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I got another busy one. I'm sorry. This has happened over and over today, and I do apologize. I don't know what to do about it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I believe in Revelation 21.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
And do you see the difference, as I pointed out, between the saints that are going to be part of the bride and the saints that are going to live in the nations of the earth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, sir. And God bless you. Now call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. These are great questions. These are great things to talk about. These are great things you need to learn about. Anybody else out there believe Revelation 21 is literal? And you see here the bride in Revelation 21, and then you see the nations of the earth. These are the saved who live in the nations of the earth, who walk in the light of the city, don't live in the city. They live in the light of the city, it says, and they bring their glory into the city. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Revelation 21 has got to be one of the most exciting chapters in the book of Revelation. And it's controversial. I don't know why. I don't understand that. I think the only reason it's controversial is because many people refuse to take it literal. They just plain refuse to take it literal. And all you got to do to understand that is literally believe it, just like it's written, and you've got the bride of Christ in that beautiful city. Have you ever thought about the city? 12 foundations high, and each level is decorated with a particular precious stone. A particular precious stone. I mean, all the way, the walls are jasper. You're talking about a city that will bling. I mean, it will light the world. And it's 1,500 miles high, so there's no part of this earth will not be lighted by it. Not a bit. There will be no need of the sun or the moon. The Lord God and the Lord Jesus will be the light through the city. And it's going to be something so breathtaking and so wonderful. How many of you want to go? How many of you are looking forward to heaven? You're looking forward to New Jerusalem and this marvelous place where you will spend eternity in the presence of God and of Christ and of all the great saints of God. I mean, you're talking about something so breathtaking and so beyond measure until it's hard to even understand or to grasp. Now, grab a phone. I want your question. What is your question today? What do you think about the whole things of what I'm saying? You say, Brother Chambers, why do you be controversial? I don't want to be. I don't choose to be. I just believe the literal Bible. And if the Bible says something, we got to help people understand it. You got to know there are multitudes of people in the church world who think they're going to live in New Jerusalem. They are just excited. I've had them to argue with me. I've had them to get so angry that they just separate company with me. Because I do not believe you can change what the Bible says. You have to take it literal. You have to take it literal. And so you've got this picture, Revelation 21, of that great city. I love it. Maybe you joined us later. And so let me read those verses again while you are calling. Would you? 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then the toll free 1-800-338-7884. You can email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now let me read. And there came unto me. All right. I'll take a call and then I'll come back to that. Call quickly. Want to talk with you. Want to answer your question. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, it is. One body, Brother Chambers. It ain't Jews or Greeks. It ain't divided. You kind of mixed up like a termite and a yo-yo.
You think so, huh? You mean you won't take it literal when you see this bride of Christ in the city and then you see the nations of the earth that bring their glory to the city? You won't take that literal? Are you there? See, this dear gentleman does this quite often. He calls and then he hangs up because, I mean, there's no way to answer me. I mean, I just take the Bible literal. And here you've got a picture. I'm going to go back and I'll read. And there came, this is chapter 21, verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a great wall high and 12 gates. And he goes on to describe the city. He describes the measurement of the city, 1,500 miles high and 1,500 miles wide, both directions. So it's a cubicle. It's a cubicle. 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. And he named 12 foundations. So it's built foundation on foundation. The highest being an amethyst. The amethyst at the top. I've asked for my mansion up on that top story. I'd like that. But the Lord can decide, and I'm going to be perfectly happy. But you see the city. And then he goes on, and he says the city has no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine on it. The glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall neither and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Now, who are the nations? Who are the nations? Who are those who live in the nations of the earth? Are there going to be unsaved people living in the nations of the earth? Of course we know not. Nobody will be there but those who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I mean, he makes that as clear as he can be. And he says, and the Lamb is the light of it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Listen to this. Now listen to this. And there shall in no wise enter into it. You can't even visit it because there's nobody on the earth to visit it. Of course, that defileth neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So the people written in the Lamb's Book of Life will either be in the city as the bride, or they will live in the nations of the earth, and they with their kings. And see, all the kings are saints of God. Men and women who earned that honor, they didn't earn the honor of being in the bride, but they earned the honor of being the kings of the earth. And so these kings of the earth saved, everybody saved. He says the nations of them which are saved. That's the Lord's word, not mine. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Now, why do people twist that? Why do people take that all out of order? Why do people determine that anybody who believes, like I'm telling you, is some kind of oddball and some kind of, hey, that man said I was mixed up like a termite. Is that what he's, well, he took the woe off of me. The Bible says, woe to them that all men speak well of, good of, you know, and I don't mind. I'm used to that. I want to hear from you. Let me hear from you. How many of you out there understand this, and you're going to dig in and see if you can grasp what I'm saying to you? I don't know. I know it's been preached. I know some of the great old timers preached it. I know I heard it. I heard it 60 years ago. I have many friends like Joey Yates in Danville. He tells me how those old-fashioned preachers up there would proclaim it and preach it. Everybody loved it because it was simple. It was the Word of God. It was just what the book said. They didn't try to twist it and make it light. You know, we live in the day of the easy gospel, the cheesy gospel. You know, people want to preach something that everybody can grab and no controversy. They are afraid to say anything that the multitudes in the church world don't believe. I just say what's in the Bible. That's all I know. That's been my lifestyle for all these years, and I love it. And we live right now, right near the coming of the Lord, when people want to make it so light and so frivolous, and I am amazed at it. All right, grab a phone, 1-800, somebody else can call me like a termite. I'm amazed at all of that, but I don't mind. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, for some reason, my phone looks crazy here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's happened, but something's not working right with the phone. Maybe you can't call. Maybe you're trying to call and can't. But I'm telling you, we are living near the coming of the Lord. The day's at hand. I mean, the day is at hand, my friends. We've never lived in a day quite like this day. We've never lived in a day when things are so different as they are, and there's so much argument about the Bible. When I get into the Bible and begin to really say what the Bible says, I'm amazed at the kind of responses I get. And I just believe the book as it is. Now, let's talk about that city for a minute. Can you imagine living in New Jerusalem? Can you imagine be part of the bride of Jesus Christ, the chosen company of the bride? You can't talk about the bride without knowing this is a chosen company. Have you ever been to a wedding? Have you ever been to a wedding that everybody at the wedding was the bride? That the bride was everybody and that everybody married the groom? I don't think you would experience that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Chambers. I might be a little off the subject.
Okay.
I remember when I was on my job, and I was a backslider, but I could hear the Lord. He said this in my conscience. He gave me Revelation 20:15. But the bottom line is, no matter what anybody says, it said, and whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah, everybody that's not written in the book of life is lost forever. Everybody. I'm glad you're saved, my dear sister.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been saved now?
I rededicated my life about a year ago.
About a year ago. Now, you're in a good Bible-believing church.
I'm trying to find one, but you know what? We can't forsake the assembly of ourselves together.
No, we cannot. Where do you live?
I'm here in Gastonia.
Okay, well, you come to visit us. It sounds like you would love our church. If you haven't found a church, you drive over here tomorrow, okay?
Well, I can't drive right now. I don't have any transportation.
But oh, you don't. I'm sorry. Father, give this dear lady somebody that wants to go to an old-fashioned church and give her some transportation. You need a church. God bless your heart. Now, did you give my ladies your address?
Yes, sir. I have given them my address.
Okay, that's wonderful. We'll send you some sermons, okay?
All right. Thank you.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. And thank you. You know, there's a lot of wonderful people out there in our world. There really are. There really is. I mean, wonderful people. People that love the things of God, that love the things of Christ. They're faithful. Now, you know, I do not. Listen to me. I do not try to say you're going to be part of the bride. You're not. That's not my duty. I would never try that. I would never. That's the Lord's business. That's His business totally. If you have earned brideship, you'll be part of the bride. If you've not earned brideship, but maybe you've been a soul winner. Maybe you've served the senior adults of the church. Maybe you go to visit the prisons. You know, I don't know what your labor may be, but whatever your labor is, according to its dedication and your faithfulness, you will be rewarded. Every person will be rewarded according to their works. Did you know the Bible said that? Let me take you back to 1 Corinthians 15. People really do not take the Bible literally anymore, and that's very, very sad. The book of Revelation 17, it says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men, another of fish. He goes on to say, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in honor. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. And so it is written. So it is written. And it plainly says, every man's resurrection and glory shall be unique. Unique according to that person and their labor and their devotion. There will be no copycat Christians in heaven. Why would anybody ever think? I believe that's what the gentleman was trying to say a while ago. It hung up immediately. That everybody would just be one big copycat. Hey, heaven is literal. Don't you down here, if you work at a place and it's an honest place, they will reward you according to your labor. And if you're lazy and come in late half the time and never dependable, then you will eventually probably get fired. You know, those kind of things is part of life. Life is we are rewarded according to our labor. My Bible says in the book of Psalms 1, delight thyself in the laws of the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Every person is rewarded according to your devotion. I hope I'm making that real to you today, because I want you to be dedicated to Christ beyond measure. I'm crying out that every person listening to me will just fling themselves on the altar to the Lord, take up their cross and follow Him, and become utterly given to the service and the business of the King. I mean, utterly living for Him until your heart just filled with the joy of pleasing the Lord, of doing all the things that make Him happy and things that bring Him joy and worship in God. The Bible said, love the Lord with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and thy strength. I want to love Him that way. I want you to love Him that way. And I want you to know that you will be rewarded according to your faithfulness and your dedication. Well, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Want to hear from you. You're important. Your call is important. Your question is important. Okay? I will do my best to answer it. Now let's go to prayer. Father, I pray for America. I pray for a marvelous intervention by your mighty hand in America, in the election of our coming president. I pray the hand of God will give us whom we can affect our nation and can help us to be what we ought to be in the nations of this earth. I don't know how close we are to your rapture, but I cry out to both be ready for your rapture and to be ready to serve you until your rapture. I pray that you'll break the powers of darkness in America. I pray that you'll judge those who would destroy the name of Jesus and the true church of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will bring them to judgment so that the hand of God can bring America a Holy Ghost revival. I pray for that, Father, with all of my heart, in Jesus' name and amen. In Jesus' name and amen. Friends, it's been a joy to bring you this broadcast. I hope you're listening to me. I hope I've turned nobody off. This is a subject that I have studied of... I've discussed a few times on radio. I've always got the kind of response that I've got today that people have never heard it. People don't take the Bible literal. They don't take Revelation 21 literal. I'm telling you, you need to take Revelation 21 just like you do every other book of Revelation, as God describing for you the literalness of this book. Now, if I have another question, you have time for probably two questions, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. We'd love to hear from you. You are important. You are important. Now, I want you to have a Merry Christmas. I want Jesus to be the center of your Christmas. We'd love to have you in our church tomorrow morning. I'll be preaching this sermon that I've announced, the hatred of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow night, we have a young man that God has called to preach. His name is Dylan Beatty. Dylan Beatty. His family has lived in Mount Holly all of his life. They're part of this great church, and God's called him to preach, and he will be preaching his first sermon tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Dylan Beatty will be preaching his first sermon. You really ought to come. Support this young man. And especially if you know him, come and support it. Let's see how God's going to use him. I'm telling you, he's dedicated. Recently received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's dedicated himself to the Word. He leads our young people. He's been helping around here doing things that are very important to be done. Worked in our fence where our children play on our playground equipment, and just did some beautiful work. And I am grateful for this young man. I want you to come here and preach tomorrow night. It's 6 service, okay? But in the morning. And then I always give a treat bag every year to everybody in our church family. A treat bag, and I'd love for you to get one. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Brother Chambers. This is Brother Luke down East Texas Way.
Hey, my friend.
Yes, sir. I agree with, I've called in a few times, and I agree with the doctor you're, you know, talking about the saints, and, you know, anyway, people...
Wait, I for some reason, my sound's messing up. Go ahead, I got you now. Say that again, would you please?
Yes, sir, I agree with, you know, the teaching you're going through about the bride. I agree 100% with it.
How could everybody be part of the bride?
No, I agree, and I've been called crazy for believing that, but anyway, that's okay. A quick question I have...
Okay.
In Matthew, there are 2 times that a phrase is used, and I was wondering if this is if it kind of applies, where Jesus makes a comment and says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Because you were talking earlier about being chosen of the bride, not like predestination, but in the sense that all are called, all Christians are called to be holy and are called to, you know, make up that number. Would that be speaking of that?
Yeah, I think that goes along with that. I think it also probably means that many are called, but they don't even surrender. I mean, everybody has been invited to come to Christ. That's part of God's plan, is that everybody be saved. He didn't plan for nobody to be lost. So many are called, but few are chosen. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
Hey, my friend, I thank you for calling. I wish people would just read Revelation 21 and take it literal.
Right.
If you don't take it literal, you'll never understand. Have you ever been to a wedding where everybody there was the bride?
No.
Isn't that? It's actually foolish. It's actually foolish. It actually shows the lightness of theology in our day in which we live. It shows how light theology is. It has no comparison to what it used to be when people just believed the Bible and took it literal and there was no question. I don't understand that. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless every one of you out there. You have been wonderful today. I am grateful. I wish more of you could have asked questions and got answers. You didn't, but I love you. You are important. I want you to know you are important.
Alone. So when I take